Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I think I had a technical problem. Can everyone, can I be heard? Is someone acknowledge that you can hear me? Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Oh, praise be to Allah. I got a text
I can hear you.
Be heard.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I can hear you, but I couldn't hear you earlier. No, I couldn't hear you earlier.
Okay, this is the first time. I'm just yakking away. Well,
it's all right. But the people are going to sit there and wait for you.
Isn't that beautiful? I love all of you that log in and dial in to Elevated Places. You are so beautiful and so patient, as well as our wonderful team, Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, who hosts A Time for Justice on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central, right here on Elevated Places Network. So you would still go to blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And holding down the production end for Sister Rona Muhammad is Sister Donna Muhammad, who you also know very well, and she is the host and moderator of our monthly program on Zoom, which is Building Our Own Promised Land, where we showcase Black people who have gone out and engaged in the land acquisition phase, the critical phase of the separation process, and it's magnificent, and you will be not only inspired, but you'll be very educated. So we have a great program, as always, for you tonight, and it's going to be enlightening, it's going to be edifying, and because of you, it's also going to be entertaining. So we welcome you. I pray Allah that you will also visit me at other times on MinisterAva.com, and you will be able to view some of my lectures and some of the Q&A sessions that I have conducted, my books, and of course I have an upcoming masterclass part 5, The Purge. Loving yourself enough to survive a separation. And that will be on Monday, the 15th of November, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. That's for sisters only. Registration is open now, so go to MinisterAva.com for details. And with that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to my very busy brother who managed to be able to appear with us tonight, the one and only Brother Terrence Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Terrence.
Walaikum salam. You knew I had to make it, you know, at least because since I'm on the ground, I think one of the only times I haven't made it when I was just floating in the air, so I wasn't able to be on the ground. But even when I was on the ground in the island, I was going to make it. So I'm always going to make sure that I get onto this show. I had a tail post. Look, stop, leave me alone. I got to go outside and make this call. I got to get on the show. So we are in the city of Norfolk, Virginia. It's a beautiful city, loving the water. It's kind of crazy going across that bridge and over the tunnel from Hampton. Back to Virginia. Yes, but it's a beautiful place, but it's a lot of history here in Norfolk. Fort Monroe, I was here a couple of years ago with the superintendent, Terry Brown, Fort Monroe, and he was telling about the history of the first Africans that came over here and sought asylum at Fort Monroe and different things that was going on around Virginia and that history here. So it's a lot of legacy, but then, you know, it's some deep stuff in this city. I just put it as there's some deep stuff in this city, and this city is actually below sea level and is sinking. So there's some environmental issues here in the St. Paul district. You know, there are the places where when it floods, they're just going to get flooded out. And there's other communities that got the resources and money to sustain themselves and some other things. So there's a lot of dynamics going on, and they're in the midst of a voting process. Pharrell is here tonight. He's over at Norfolk State having conversations. You know, it's a major election going on. Obama's all over the radio. Kamala Harris is coming here tomorrow. You know, just a lot of politics is going on in this city. And I'm not into the party situations. But, you know, people are saying if they don't get this election, you know, whoever they want for as black folks, it's going to be some stuff in the state of Virginia. And we know that in this country that things that happen in individual states actually set the tone for national and federal issues. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens on this Tuesday after this this election goes on. But Virginia is a unique state. It is still Southern, you know, it is not the North. Virginia is below the Mason-Dixon line, as some say. This is where we landed in this, you know, in Jamestown, Virginia. But also, we know about Hampton, Virginia. That's just one spiel. We want to kind of move on. And yes, and let me make sure that I get everything out. We always want to continue to hear not only the criterion, but all of the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We want to nurse on them. We want to study them. We want to digest them. Because we may have heard them, but then we digest them. We may have heard them, but then we get everything. Because you can never get everything out of reading the Quran. You can never get everything out of reading the Bible, because we still go back to the scriptures over and over again and nurse from them. So since the minister is the voice of God in our midst, we want to continue to nurse on his guidance, his words, and his instructions, as well as the great monumental lecture, The Criterion, from July 4th, 2020. You can get that at NOI.org. But we want to make sure that you continue to study, continue these processes, and come back tomorrow night to NOI.org for our self-improvement, the basis for community development, Sunday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern at NOI.org for our Sunday lecture. And on Wednesday, Farrakhan Speaks. We want to definitely make sure we are listening to that at NOI.org at 7:30 p.m. as well. And we already mentioned the master's class, Dr. Ava, that you're doing. Go to MinisterAva.com, MinisterAva.com, to get all of the information, all the latest news concerning that. I would say this, you know, personally, and just overall, we want to continue, as I've said before, to make sure we love on the ones that are in our families, that are loved ones, make sure we reach out to them, speak to them, call them, talk to them, because we never know that day or time that Allah will call them back to himself. We lost a great brother who worked at the Final Call newspaper, a great martial artist. And, you know, for me, the brother that was in hip-hop, good friend of mine, Brother Damon, who we just had his services this past Tuesday. And I found out about his passing last Wednesday, and then on this past Friday, one of my college friends and hometown friends had just passed away. And we had some legacy of doing some activism on the college campuses with a group of people. He was one of those brothers. And the reality that he had talked to everybody. He used to call and check on the people. And when he passed, it hit and affected a lot of people. So I say that because sometimes we take for granted what's in our midst, who's in our midst. So that's why I say you don't want to take for granted that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are blessed to still have him in our presence, and we should show him gratitude and love for the years of service and sacrifice that he has given to us, because he has a great work and a great mission and a great destiny that we know is eventually coming soon. And as I wrap up, Dr. Ava, I have to say something about Minister Farrakhan. He has taught us so well, and he has taught us not to bend, not to bow, and he has been that example of strength that we can stand on. And I say that because as we watched 10-10-15, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March, I saw a brother in the audience. I saw a brother. You can see the pictures, and you can see the videotape of this brother, who is a comedian, well-known comedian, that some people thought he was crazy from walking away from $50 million and going to Africa. But that brother, Dave Chappelle, was at 10-10-15, just as else. So as we know that he has put out something recently on Netflix, Closer, and then there was an attack on him. And he just recently came out, Dr. Ava, and here's the part where I love. He said, I love. He said, I will meet with that community. He said, but I will not be summoned. I would not be summoned, and I would not bend. And he said, I will meet you where I want to meet you and when I want to meet you. And you got to watch the special, the whole special, before you meet with me. I said, man, if you didn't hear and learn from a man named Farrakhan, because I ain't never heard a brother who was being attacked by that community and stated strong, you will not summon me. That sounds like some Farrakhan would say. That I ain't heard no black anybody outside of Minister Farrakhan say, you will not summon me. I will not bend. I have not heard. And we can go. We got researchers, and y'all get your black researchers, your white researchers. I don't know anybody has said that y'all would not summon me. I will not bend. You come when I say come. You come when I say come, in the time that I choose, and we can talk. I ain't never heard anybody say that who were being called out. And I'm like, man, I can hear Farrakhan. Exactly.
Yes,
so it was a beautiful thing to hear our brother's principle, what he knows is true and believed, and he actually showed another example of what Farrakhan can produce. And everybody else needs to take that example. If you don't want to listen to Farrakhan, well, go look at Dave Chappelle. He ain't been summoned. He ain't bending. And we just got to learn to stand up.
That's right.
And that's why.
Now. That's right.
It is. And that's why, Dr. Ava, when we talked about the criterion, there's so much more in the criterion outside of the vaccination. It's about you standing on your principles of faith, standing on your principles of what you believe, and not bowing down to any forces, any money, any enemy, because you have to stand on what you know is true. And that was a beautiful example from our brother, and I just thank him for doing that. But I know that he met a man, like we met a man, named Farrakhan. So, back to you, Dr. Ava. I'm just so excited. I have an event tonight, but I was definitely going to come on here and get us started.
No, I thank Allah for that observation and raising our, lifting up our brother's name. And one of our two very brilliant guests who are going to be joining us momentarily, who have been contributing to this historical as well as powerful, enlightening COVID section of the Final Call newspaper, because we're the only entity that is taking on Satan, and we're coming at him on a regular basis, and we're not coming with emotion. We're coming with the backing of Allah and the guidance through his servant, and we are coming with the real science. I was advised today, I saw Brother Demetric Muhammad, who's been a guest on this show, sent around the ADL published its list of nations.
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Come on now.
Yeah, prominent anti-Semites, and they said, you know, Farrakhan is the leader, but he's got these people with him that you have
right.
to watch out for. And they've got all our pictures on there, like Most Wanted.
Oh,
and
I saw that.
Yes, sir.
I saw that today, Dr. Ava, and I loved it.
I did, too. And I'm the only woman, and I'm glad
right.
that they used... I'm so happy they selected the cover of Rise magazine for my photo. And, you know, Brother Demetric was there, Brother Ilya Rashad, Brother Ishmael Muhammad, Brother Nuri Muhammad, Brother Minister, Student Minister Abdul Halim. Naturally, Brother Abdul Malik out in Los Angeles.
Right.
And, of course, what list would be complete without Brother Riza Islam, who makes he makes his way to these Most Wanted.
And it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, Dr. Ava, because like you said, Brother Sultan, Brother Ishmael, but they pick. You know, it's almost like just spell my name right. You know, once you talk about me, just spell my name right. So at least they spelled
yeah.
it right and got the beautiful picture. They didn't get the ugly picture.
Yeah, I like the photo. Yes. I'm very happy because
yeah.
I don't like photos of myself. But I said,
uh-huh.
okay, you all nailed it this time. Very
yeah,
nice
they did
photos.
A good
oh, and of course, Dr.
They
Wesley.
It good
Dr. Wesley, my mother.
Right.
Right.
I said, well, let y'all know.
There we
that's
are.
That's the beautiful one right there.
Yes.
That's a beautiful one. Catch you on that list. Yeah, devil. Just makes, and she's smiling because you know the devil. We got the devil on the run.
It's on and popping. It is on and popping. Yes, sir.
Right.
So thank you for that insight, Brother Terrence. And I, believe it or not, thanks to Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, I was listening to Brother David Chappelle a little earlier before coming on. Brilliant black man. And you're going to see, and of course, if you, those of you who have picked up your copy of the Final Call newspaper or are reading your digital copy, and I'm sure it's one or the other or both, because I know you are not missing this content from cover to cover that I told you makes you formidable. If you absorb, because in it are the teachings, and this newspaper, lest we forget, is published by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we've got some really good stuff in there this week, and I got two other writers. But before we get to that, we know what the scripture says about the enemy. They make mischief by means of the law. So we want to stay on top of the legalities that are going on. As the enemy is going down in flames, he's become very bogus and blatant in his violation of law, misinterpretation, misrepresentation, abuse, misuse, every word you could think of, he's doing it, but it will not save him. And we're so blessed that we have our sister with us, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, and as I said, host of A Time for Justice that airs every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. And then, and she and the lawyers who come on her program also offer high-quality advice that people pay for, okay, but it's being given to you as part of the service that so many of our people who are dedicated to our freedom are giving now. And so with that, I want to welcome Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, my dear sister.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Sister Dr. Ava, and as-salamu alaykum to you, Brother Terrence. Yes, sir, I really enjoyed your words tonight, Brother Terrence. You're so energetic. You know, you're doing some great work, as always. So thank you for bringing us into that, giving us that energy. And yes, sir. And as you said, Sister Dr. Ava, there's so much going on, just really misconduct and misinterpretation and really a curtailing of the Bill of Rights. The Constitution is being put to shred with the violations of the freedom of speech, all of this censorship that's going on, of course, with the information on the shots, the punishment that is just being wielded for people expressing their free speech under the First Amendment. And so the chipping away of the protections are just extreme. We saw the Supreme Court of the United States actually shield police from misconduct. They're actually really peeling back the law that allows people to sue when the police use excessive force against them in violation of the Fourth Amendment. So the courts are now shielding them a bit more and a bit more by saying that, you know, there's immunity. And unless you can really come up with some creative arguments, it looks like they want to, you know, continue to protect their brother and these race soldiers. And so I wanted to also bring up the fact that Ahmaud Arbery, our brother who was murdered and shot and killed by these three white men who are on trial right now. We have Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Rhodey. And this is down in Brunswick, Georgia area. And I think it's so important that we do remember their names, the defendants' names, the people who are accused of the crime and who are sitting on trial right now, because I don't think it's getting as much coverage as what we usually see, Sister Ava. And when you start looking for their names in the news, you just keep seeing our brother's name. But really, the defendants are the wrongdoers, and they should be, well, you know, we need to remember their names, and they need to be, you know, ridiculed in the public for these heinous acts. So, again, they are under arrest. They're on trial right now. I think trial started October the 18th, and they are doing jury selection. And as Mr. Arbery Sr. said, his son was lynched by a white mob. And so right now they are charged with aggravated assault, false imprisonment, criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. And the articles that I just wanted to highlight was one that also brings up the prosecutorial misconduct that was found in this case, where you have the prosecutor, Jackie Johnson, who was the prosecutor in Brother Arbery's case, in his murder investigation. She gets charged and arrested with the misconduct case. So we have to remember this, because as they're saying, prosecutors have broad discretion to decide what charges to bring and who gets prosecuted. And they have a lot of power, Sister Ava, and as you and I both know, they can do so much wrongdoing and misconduct sometimes in cases, and there is no type of reprimand, even, you know, with these bars, let alone any type of police investigation. So in closing, I just wanted, I was reading an article and it brought up our brother. His name is Curtis Flowers out of Mississippi. And they talk about how Brother Curtis Flowers, another victim who, because of prosecutorial misconduct, this brother was held in prison for 23 years by a DA who, had a lot of misconduct in that case. That particular DA out of Mississippi, let's see what his name, we want to know his name too. His name was, I wrote it down, Doug Evans. But Doug Evans tried our brother Curtis Flowers six times. He tried him six times trying to get him, and the misconduct in that case out of Mississippi, was just out of this world. So, again, that trial took place in 2010. And finally, the Supreme Court of the United States tossed out Mr. Flowers' conviction and moved this brother off of death row where he had been in Parchman Prison, related to a prosecutor wielding unfairly and unjustly and really criminally, in my mind, that type of misconduct. So, I just wanted to talk about some of the players in these systems that we're seeing now, that this is how the system operates, and we've got the misconduct and the wrongdoing being revealed. Like Brother Aubrey's dad said, these are white mobs in suits and black robes and ties. And so I just wanted to offer that for the listeners tonight. And yes, ma'am, I just want to say, yeah, that was interesting to hear our brother Dave Chappelle also make some jokes earlier. It's like he was making jokes also about the Jewish community. And I didn't really hear a lot about that being mentioned in the mainstream news, but that was part of the jokes as well. So it's just very interesting. And I'm, again, we're talking about freedom of speech, freedom of expression. He's a comedian and he's very brilliant. So pray for our brother's, continued success in his career. So yes, ma'am, I just wanted to add that. And I'm thank you for your time, Sister Ava.
Well, all right. She still may be talking, but she may be on mute. I don't think she on mute. Let's see.
Uh-oh. Yes, I was. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Allah is really, he's blessing, brother, because look at how he, as Brother Terrence said, he walked away from $50 million.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They still are dealing with him, okay? And he still has not backed up, because sometimes what they'll do, they'll say, we're gonna offer something else, but at some point they become fixated on breaking you.
All
and
right.
As Brother Jim shared with us, he's saying, no, you don't summon me.
Come
and
on.
As you said, outside of our circle, I've never heard that. Outside
great.
The community of the Nation of Islam, the minister
and his
representatives, you just don't. Some of
That's
them try to have a little bit of strength, but he has gone where no man has gone before.
That's right.
Except for the minister. And I love it. And that brings me to the two people that I have on the phone tonight who should be very well known to all of you, not only for all the work they've done for our nation over the years, but more recently as we fight this war. And the war is not so much against the virus. The war is against the satanic mind and men behind this vaccine. And it is amazing to me to watch them. They are relentless. Even as they are exposed more and more on a daily basis, they continue to move forward trying to jab every last person walking. I mean, now, well, they're also injecting animals with the COVID-19 vaccine. So nothing living is safe from this if you're not protected by Allah, God. And one of the ways he protects us is through knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And so this week's newspaper with the cover story, UFOs and America's National Security, on the front page, when you go to the COVID section, and it's a perfect segue, Brother Terrence, that you spoke about our brother, because we have a large story headed by Sister Charlene Muhammad, the national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper. You have an increasing number of these young brothers in the NBA who are strongly resist very, very intense pressure to take this COVID-19 vaccine. And we want to talk about that momentarily. And I also want to bring into the discussion the student minister of agriculture for the Nation of Islam, Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, who is also part of the Nation of Islam research team and has been consistently providing very powerful content for the COVID section. And, you know, God is a man. He's not a spook. And Satan is a man. He's not a spook either. Okay. And this is the final conflict that's going on now. And Brother Dr. Ridgely has written this week a very, very powerful article on Bill Gates and looking into, which I don't even think many of our people realize, just what this man Gates has his hand in, okay? And he is, I guess I would say, the point person on depopulation, the depopulation agenda. And we have to always remember, as Minister Farrakhan has said, the overarching goal and the policy of the United States government and these white governments is depopulation. They want to eliminate us, the original people, the indigenous people, off the earth. And they also have folded millions of white people into that as well. And you see that with the vaccine. They're willing to vaccinate all of their people 3 and 4 times in the quest to get up.
Come on.
And so we're going to be talking about both of these important articles. And please also read weekly the depopulation briefs, where we give you little short articles, because, my God, there's so much going on with this COVID that we can't even wait week to week. And one thing I want to point out to us quickly before I turn the mic to our guests is that what I love is the Amish community's stance. And this is a guide for us, all right? There was a reporter, as we noted in the briefs, a reporter had questioned the Amish community about COVID and found there was no evidence of any more deaths among the Amish than in places that had shut down tight. In fact, some claim there were fewer in the Amish community. And one of the Amish spokespersons said this: "No, we are not getting vaccines. Of course not. We all got the COVID, so why would we get a vaccine? Once the sickness swept through the Amish community, they all achieved herd immunity, which is far safer, more effective, and longer lasting than the, quote, vaccines that have now killed nearly 17,000 Americans. And so this Amish gentleman also expounded and said there's three things that the Amish do not like. Number one is the government, the U.S. government. They will not get involved in it. Number two, they don't like the public education system, and they will not send their children to be educated in U.S. schools. And third, they don't like the health system.
Come on.
Now, that sounds familiar to me. Because if you're a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under Minister Louis Farrakhan, those are three things you don't want to come up under either. Okay?
That's right.
So, and then we have a story in there about natural immunity. There was an Israeli study with 700,000 people. That's a real study. And it found that people who had COVID infections and recovered were 27 times less likely to develop symptomatic infection for a second time compared to those vaccinated. See, and yet Fauci and Biden and these people are literally trying to redefine and have redefined what immunity is. So, Brother Dr. Ridgely, I know I'm a witness to how busy you have been, especially this week, and I thank you for taking time out to be with us tonight. Also, Sister Charlene Muhammad out there on the West Coast, thank you for taking time and joining us tonight. And to both of you, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. My pleasure. Such an honor.
Now, I'm telling you, all of us work on this paper, I'm telling you, for several hours, several days, each and every week. And I think all of us have a appreciation for deadlines and this sort of thing, and we're not going to sacrifice quality, though. So you have to get it done on time, but it has to be of quality. Now, Sister Charlene, why don't you give us a little summary of this story about the NBA superstars and what's happening there?
Thank you so much again. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. In a nutshell, because the key word is summary, right? they are really coming after the ball players and some of the targets. Well, the NBA practically has been pushing the mandate, and you may have heard a lot about Kyrie Irving, you know, to your listening audience, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets. But he has been very vocal in their standing up to Adam Silver and the NBA plantation owners, saying that we're not doing this. You know, they are very healthy, young black men, and their bodies are in excellent condition and shape. They know the dangers about what the vaccine is causing, and some of them have taken the shot upon being forced, but some of them have not. And their teammates have been supporting them. For instance, Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. Again, Kyrie Irving plays for the Brooklyn Nets. You have Andrew Wiggins of the Golden State Warriors, Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards. These are just some of the ones who have been in the public eye, but there are others who may not have spoken out as heavily. You have Kent Bazemore for the Lakers, as well as, you all know, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors, always outspoken and someone that has been injured by the so-called vaccine, according to him having side effects and what have you, that he reported, is Brandon Goodwin. And so what we pointed out in the article, which is, and thank you, you know, it's penned by myself, the NOI research team, and Minister Ava herself, what we've pointed out is that these ball players, these NBA players, for instance, Kyrie Irving, plays in the Barclays Center. That's 17,000-plus seats for the NBA game. For some other things like concerts, the seating is more, but this is how many people approximately that's being reported that have been killed by the vaccine. This is not just including deaths. I'm sorry, deaths, but, you know, it doesn't include the injuries and what have you. And this is only 1% of the reporting. So you can imagine the ball arena looking out. Like, that's what he could see. Talk about some visual mass there. And so the NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Minister Ava tried to distance himself in a way and say that, you know, Brother Kyrie's issue was one with the Nets and it wasn't one with the NBA. I'm sorry, yeah. And I beg to differ, you know, because I want to just mention something, if I could, real quick, from Brother Kyrie, Minister Ava. Because I want to make sure to be very mindful of our listeners, and we have your listeners, pardon me, and we have Dr. Risley on, woo, with that old Bill Gates. But Kyrie pretty much said that no one's going to hijack his voice. You know, no one's going to speak for him, and no one's going to force him to do what he doesn't want to do. And the way that the slave driver, right, a would-be slave master has come has been really disrespectful at them and just ignoring their right to religious freedom. And he denied it, and it's denied Andrew Wiggins' request for religious exemption very rudely. And so this harkens to, as we put in the article, you know, the right to stand that boxer Muhammad Ali took against the satanic killers of the day. So there is something very key in it, and I know I'm glossing over some things I want to highlight because we can come back in terms of questions or what have you, but it's very important to point out, I think, that these young men are under the voice of God. For instance, one of them is 26. Andrew Wiggins is 26. And he is concerned about, this brother, and everyone that's so beautifully speaking about it. You know, long gone are the days of this myth of the dumb jock, which is how people, when we had our brother Neil and Kaepernick, you know, taking a knee, you know, some of that terminology is going around, but these are very intelligent and outspoken young men, and they've come under the voice of the Messiah, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And very significant here is that Minister Ava's husband, our own big brother Darius Muhammad, took the Chicago Bulls to meet with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to hear him. And so Andrew Wiggins' father, Mitchell Wiggins, was a teammate of our brother Darius, Minister Ava's husband. And they went to the final – that's right. They went to the Final Call building along with other members of the Bulls. This was in the early 80s. And so it comes through in the piece. It's linked together that this is not out of a vacuum that they're standing and talking so strong about this. But the thing that they are saying, and if I could quote to really make it succinct, what Jonathan Isaac said, which is what they're facing. I think I want to say what Jonathan Isaac says as we close the article out, and what Draymond said. You know, Jonathan Isaac said that he stands with his NBA brothers, whether they are vaxxed or not. They are free to stand by their convictions. He said he stands with them against bullying and to keep the faith. And then he said, thank you, Jesus, for grace. LOL, Holy Spirit was and is for sure my strength. I know I'm going kind of spiritual with that because you don't really, they don't
well,
really.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've never really come out like this, you know. They're being very defiant, and rightfully so. And so Draymond just said, why are you pressing it like this? Just why? There's one more that's very, very significant as I wrap this up is I love how in the article it says that, you know, Kent Bazemore of the Lakers was really clear about how he eats to live. See, this is all connected mm-hmm. to the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and it's undeniable, as Brother T.C. Flight Lieutenant Brother Terrence pointed out about Dave Chappelle, never hearing anybody say that. Well, they're saying this in their own terms. Kent Bazemore said, I do everything I can to strengthen my immune system with hours upon hours of cooking, preparing my meals at home, really being conscious of what I put in my body, and taking care of my health. And so, again, these homicides, right, 17,000 plus, there's been 26,200 permanently injured, 84,000 hospitalized, 92,000 have gone to urgent care after getting these shots. And so, again, this is just 1%. I'm going to wrap it there, Minister Ava. I pray I touched on some of the big highlights of our story. And if there's any questions, of course, but thank you for letting me sum that up.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, and we'll come back to it. And after Dr. Rizzi, we're going to open up the lines. And I want to add to your point about the youth. You know, see, the other thing that has taken place, and you also see it happening in the NFL as well, because you have young brothers in the NFL who they're refusing to be vaccinated. And so the punitive measures that are imposed on those who will not be vaccinated are these constant tests, which you'll see addressed in next week's issue of the paper. But one thing that's giving the enemy the blues, see, some of these brothers, like Andrew Wiggins, and as you said, my husband was a teammate on the Bulls of his father, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
See, they go out and hear the minister. And so he comes up in a household that's conscious, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is they're not overwhelmed with the material wealth in the way that may have been the case a couple of generations ago. See, you have people now in these professional sports that are second generation superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's right.
Grew up with a measure of material wealth. So their eyes are not bugging out over getting a new car. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. And so Allah has, through first the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now Minister Farrakhan, it has taken several generations for us to produce young people with a certain type of mindset. And they find it more important to protect their manhood. You know, what we are dealing with as far as discipline and rebellion and all that, this is where it pays off on the other side. Because they're not taking it. I mean, my daughter is up right now. My daughter's in the middle of the Howard University protest because the Atlanta students at the Atlanta complexes, Spelman, Morehouse, all that, they got their demands met. So they've traveled up to D.C. to join the Howard University students, all right? Because they're saying, we're not going to pay or have our parents pay or take out loans or get scholarships to put together 50 G's a year, and we don't have a seat on the Board of Trustees. We don't have decent housing for our freshmen. We don't have a voice.
Right.
That's not going to fly. It's not happening. And I understand
that's
Reverend
right.
Jesse Jackson going up there this weekend. They've been getting a great deal of support. And so when you
yeah.
see all in this 6,000-year cycle at least, you're not going to find a revolution that wasn't led by the so-called intellectual class and the students.
That's
when
right.
you see that happening,
right.
it is on and popping, okay? And as we know from the studies that have been done, the vaccine, what they call vaccine hesitant people, are the intelligent, rational people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Who examine, who analyze this stuff. You know, somebody needs to pay attention to the fact that, you know, when my husband and I talk to people, family, friends, different people, he talks to his coworkers at the school where he is, you know, you raise the question with people, don't you give thought to the fact that police, firemen, healthcare workers, the front line, these are the people resisting, and they know about this.
That's why
they're resisting. Because they were on the front line. They saw things that we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why they're willing to walk away from something they went to school for, they spent time training for. This is their livelihood. And yet they're saying, I will, you know, you go in and take the job. I'll find a way to make it. But that is a segue into time to take a little journey into the synagogue of Satan. And our tour guide tonight is none other than Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad.
I was in
the room when Minister Farrakhan complimented him on these articles. Okay. Talking about how much he enjoys them. The minister, the publisher.
Well,
okay.
That's right.
Come on.
Brother Dr. Ridgely, we want to hear about Bill Gates and this article you did and anything you want to share with us to enlighten us.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for having me on the program and for being the boss over that section of this paper that I can get articles in. And also for Minister Farrakhan for giving us back our glasses by which we can see through the devil's tricks.
Come on.
And dig out the truth and turn his words right back on him. So,
come on.
As the research team, once this COVID-19 so-called pandemic jumped off back in February and March, we went to work. Mr. Farrakhan kind of said, keep up with it. So we kept up with it. And looking at it from the perspective of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the teachings, we begin to see some things. Now, you know, briefly before I get on my article, something that you all talked about earlier, just briefly. Number one, the Amish are the first community to get herd immunity. Well, guess what? Back in April of 2020, a doctor at Harvard Medical Center named Dr. Martin Kulldorff told him back in March and April of 2020 to allow herd immunity to take effect by allowing people to go ahead, just do what they normally do, and let that virus just pass on through. Now, you would protect the elderly, the ones who are most susceptible. You would isolate them away from the population, but instead of isolating them away, the governor of New York, what's his name?
Cuomo.
Just was removed. Cuomo. He took the residents of hospitals who had COVID and put them in the rest homes. And that winds up now to 40% of all the people who died from COVID, supposedly from COVID-19, were in rest homes. So this is murder. But
murder.
If they had allowed, it's just murder. If they had allowed the people to gain herd immunity to get the virus, let it pass on through, and then give them proper medications, okay? But what they did was they would send them home until they got blue in the face, and they come back and put them on a ventilator and get them some Vindicimir, and they would die, okay? Then that would inflate the numbers and get the rest of the people, getting them ready for what Mr. Farrakhan warned us about July 4th, and that is we're going to not take your vaccines. Because all this murder was leading the people to be afraid to the point when they brought out these so-called vaccines, which are nothing but operating systems, nothing but a little computer program to put in your body to turn your body against itself. Now,
come on,
try to understand the mentality of these people and the tactics and the strategies that they have developed and are using. We have to go into the teachings that tell us who these people are, where they came from, and what's on their mind. So we asked in the article, why, number one, why is Bill Gates buying all the farmland he can? Why is Bill Gates sponsoring the development of gene therapy platforms disguised as vaccines? Why is the American government intent on sticking all black and indigenous people with these gene-altering, quote-unquote, operating systems? Because that's what Moderna calls its so-called vaccine. Not a vaccine, but an operating system. And who are these people? And what motivates them? You know, so it's people so confused and understanding of what's going on here. Why have they given this, forcing everybody to take this? Because 99.997% of the people under 60 years old don't die from it. So why are you forcing everybody to take it? Well, there's another agenda going on. And until you understand the history of these people, how they were made, what they were programmed with, because they were genetically modified. In the teachings, we call it grafting. And I'm going to read for you from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Message to the Black Man, where it says, he, Yaqub, learned from studying the germ of the black man under the microscope. Now, I'm going to stop at that, under the microscope. My wife said, wait, when you say under the microscope, people going to say, they ain't had no microscope back then. Oh, shut up. They had pyramids back then. They built them, and you don't know how to build them now. So shut up. Okay, now.
Right.
There were two people in him. One was black, the other brown. He said if he could successfully separate the one from the other, he could graft the brown germ into his last stage, which would be white. Now, you know, people ridicule the Nation of Islam for talking about this mad scientist, okay, who made white folk. Okay.
Yeah.
But we were going through the DNA research, but then we got to realize that the white man did not know anything about no DNA having anything to do with some genetic blueprint that it takes the development of a human being. He didn't know anything about that in the 1930s when we talked about the 6,600 years ago that a black scientist named Dr. Yaqub began the process of genetically modifying black folk, some black folk he took on the island, and through a grafting process, removed the black germ that would make them black, and what was left was this white germ, a mutation that was in us that was exposed by Yaqub so the whole world could see that part of us that was hidden, and that part of us that was hidden was weak. And by being weak, it was you train it to be more wicked, because you can't win against somebody who's stronger than you unless you cheat. So he taught these people technology so they can go back into the black community, into the black world, the Holy Land, to trick the people. And they got the people to fight and kill one another by telling lies. And then we found out who they were, and we ran them out. So now we have today, and this is the end of their 6,000 years, and in the process they have learned about the DNA because we're the ones in the Nation of Islam that was teaching it, and they say, like, you know, Ms. Farrakhan say, when we say, there's a moon. You know, there's a moon up there. The white man said, how do I get there? Let me try to figure out how to get there. So we say, look, inside the black man are two people, the black and the brown. And out of that was made the white man. So they're looking at, oh, wow, I'm going to dig in there too. So now I'm going to get my microscope, and I'm going to look into the DNA to find God. Okay? There's a reason why they call the operating systems messenger RNA. The messenger is telling the RNA to produce a certain protein. Well, that messenger is supposed to come from your DNA. Your DNA sends a message to a messenger to your RNA for your RNA to produce the protein. The DNA don't produce the protein, but it tells the messenger to tell your body to produce it. So what they have done is snuck in a Trojan horse into your cell in these shots that sneak past the defense system, your innate immune system, tricks it using technology, gets behind the enemy line, where you are the enemy to them, gets behind there and start telling lies to your cells to get them to produce an artificial protein from another species, which is going to force your immune system to come up and kill that cell that's producing these false genes or these false proteins given to them by false gene information. They call it gene therapy. And now your body is fighting your own body. So they came amongst us 6,000 years ago after they were the 600 years of grafting. And they taught lies to get us fighting to kill one another. Now they have gone beneath our skin to tell our cells to produce something that's foreign to get our cells inside to fight and kill one another. Now, it's apropos that the article that I'm talking about, the depopulation article, and Bill Gates, I'm getting more than him directly, was in the paper where we talk about the UFOs, okay, and America's national security. It's very apropos because one of the other things that they used to laugh at us about, well, y'all believe in these UFOs, y'all believe somebody got a spaceship, a bubble plane with all these baby planes. Where is it? I ain't seen it. Oh, he got. Why don't we just drop them there? He just got them. Why don't we just drop them there? Okay. So now it's coming out that they have known about our plane for at least 1947 because they claim that they found a crashed baby plane in 1947 and have been trying to reverse engineer it. But the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said they didn't find a crashed baby plane. Master Farah Muhammad gave them a baby plane for them to look at to see his majesty. And see his majesty, and so they can make a decision. Do you really want to fight me? I mean, this is fair. You know, he's fair. He said, look, do you know you're messing with? Look here, let me. I'm gonna lay you on my baby planes, and you should work on that and see if you can come up with something that can beat that. See if you can match that. And so after years and years of hiding the fact that they ever existed, all of a sudden now this year, right in the middle of the COVID thing, they finally let it out. Yeah, well, we've been knowing about these things for a while. We got pictures of them, you know, flying all crazy things like that, and we can't do nothing with them. The pilot's saying we can't do nothing with them things. We can't keep up with them. They can turn on a dime and still going 1,000 miles an hour. You can't do that. It's impossible. But they're looking at it. So they're saying, how can we shoot at something like that? We can't get no fix on it. It's too fast. It's too quick. And plus, we're taught that the people on our wheels can read your mind, and they're going to know what you're going to do before you do it anyhow. So anyway, so now it's coming out. So they know they can't beat us, so they've been hiding in the laboratories to produce poisons to get inside of us on the inside and set up this COVID-19 scare to trick into allowing their little robots, their little enemies, to get inside our bodies to cause havoc inside the body because they're afraid to come and attack us from the air because we got something up there. Okay, and they know it, and we've been told to laugh about it. Told the black, they ain't none of that. They know it. They've been knowing it. And in the meantime, they're working on a way to come through underground. I said underground, underneath your skin, And so people like Bill Gates, whose father was on the board of Planned Parenthood. You know, we got this story about Bill Gates, yeah. You know. Oh, yeah, he was in college, you know, and he made up these computers in his garage, and that's how he got started. No, man, his daddy had a lot of money. His daddy was a lawyer, all right, and his daddy was all about the Planned Parenthood, the eugenics programs. And so this was a plan. He raised his son to carry forth his plan into going into the whole computer technology, and so that they could produce something and then spring it on the world on the inside to take over the human being from the inside and to depopulate the darker people of the world from the inside with these so-called vaccines, which are nothing but different types of poisons. Okay?
Yes.
And now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that back in 1832, Henry Barry, speaking in the Virginia House of Delegates in 1832 and describing the situation as it existed at that time in many parts of the South, he said, "We have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which light may enter the slave's mind." That, in parenthesis, the avenue of light of Allah, you are unable to shut out from coming to us. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talking. Then it goes on quoting to say, "If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete. They would then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we should be safe." Now, I got this book that I bought. You know, I read a lot of stuff by book. And this book is called The God Gene. And what it is, these crackers have been looking for the part of your DNA that can recognize God. They can recognize the truth from God when they hear it. Honorable Elijah Lewis Farrakhan has told us that we have to listen to the messenger within. When Allah would speak to us directly,
right,
we've got to make that connection the way he has made that connection, where the enemy is looking for that spot in the DNA that they could take out and put themselves in. So now they are the ones who control the creation that God created, the body that he created for himself to live in his universe. They want to take that body over and put their mind, their intent, into that body. And if it does not submit, they kill it. So you got 17,000 people who have been killed by these so-called vaccines. And normally, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, who's in fact been an advisor on some of these vaccines rollout for the FDA on their committees, he said, usually, if it gets up to 150 deaths, it's shut down. No ands,
that's
no
right.
Ifs, no buts. If a vaccine gets up to 150, if it gets up to 5, they put a black box around it. It gets a 5 death. But when it gets 150, it's over, definitely. Now we're up to 17,000, and they're still pumping it to people and trying to put on boosters on top of that. This is nothing but an experiment. It's supposed to be over with by 2023, three-year experiment, to see how much dosage can the people take, because they want to be able to take over the body, but they don't want to kill it right away, because they want to start a war in the body, so that now you got to go to them for the drugs to put down the fire that they started in your body. So they start a fire in your body, then you got to go to them to spend all your money and wealth cure the fire that they put in your body. So they don't want you to die right away. They want you to die slowly while they drain you of everything you got, take that wealth and continue to build their artificial world, the artificial universe, with their computers and their robots, and put the minds of people like Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger into their computers, so that when the life is gone from this planet Earth, what will be left would be the robots that they made with the minds that they put in it. Okay, because they know their 6,000 years is up. So that's why they're doing all these crazy things, because they know that 6,000 years is up, and this is, like the Minister Farrakhan say, this is for all the bombs, okay? They know they can't be using the air with their weapons, because, and like it says in this article, our baby planes can just fly over a missile, a missile in the ground, shine a beam of light into the ground and change the code, So it will not go where they expect for it to go. So they can't fire them. This is what our planes can do. So they can't win that war. So they're trying to get you to accept these kill shots to slowly put you to sleep while they drain everything out of you as they take their money and get you to be a part of the building of this artificial world where humans won't even be here. It'll be their computers run with the minds of Satan themselves. I know I talk a lot, but go read the article. You can get more and more out of it.
No, that I could have asked for a better narrative of what this. This is why you all need to have and read the Final Call newspaper. This is why. I mean, you imagine being able to sit down with the people you know and give them this explanation and see if they don't start looking at everything twice. Because right now we are in a sleep state. Because it's amazing to me, Dr. Ridgely, to your point about being made into this robotic state and then ultimately being removed, that Anthony Fauci, another satanic figure, you know, with the little grandfatherly look and low-key voice, and if we can just, you know, if you just wear your mask and stay in and don't see your family members, as soon as we get this vaccine, life will return to normal. So the people like the sheep, 85%, they line up. Not one, but two doses of what you said, the gene altering operating system. Then a couple of months later, oh my bad. You know, the vaccines are waning. The thing is mutating. Well, the minister said it was going to mutate in the criteria, and he said you're never going to conquer it. Okay,
that's right.
And so
that's right.
Because it's your vaccine that's dragging this out, and make this would all be over if it weren't for the vaccine.
Assuming that
this is real in the first place. But for people to go and line up, I saw on television the news one morning, people who have been vaccinated wearing masks lined up to get a booster shot.
Oh my God!
How are you going to tell me I need a mask? And if I'm, well, it's those unvaccinated people, but I'm immune, remember?
What
difference does it make?
Right.
I risked my life to take your experimental gene manipulating poison, and now you tell me you still wear the mask, and now you come back, and by the way, you still need your flu shot. Your flu shot. This is utterly amazing.
And on top of that, the test that they use to determine whether you got COVID-19 or not, the PCR test, on the CDC's own website, they said we're not going to use that no more after December 31st. Wait a minute.
Right, they're ending
what do you mean
it.
You're not going to use that no more? They're ending it, right? That means what? It don't work. It would never work. It's all fabricated to increase the infection count, to scare people into taking the shot. It's all been a fix. There's been people dying now, but they've been dying in the rest homes. They've been dying on the ventilators. They've been dying because of remdesivir, all right? They've been killing these people to scare the rest of them.
Or they had diabetes.
Right. They have the preconditions. They're already like at the edge of a cliff about to fall off, and somebody came with a toothpick and pushed them, and they fell off. It was a toothpick.
Yes.
Or they had a gunshot.
That's the best illustration. They died of a toothpick.
They had diabetes,
kidney disease.
Diabetes. Right.
This is
200 pounds overweight.
That's right. But this little toothpick did it.
That little toothpick did it.
this thing is the flu. Say what? I'm sorry.
Right. They say, well, when it was COVID-19 doing the killing, It was a toothpick, and the heart disease and the diabetes didn't kill him. However, when Colin Powell died with the vaccine, they piled it on all his preconditions and said that's what killed him, not the vaccine.
They switched it up
when it came to the vaccine. So now all of a sudden the vaccine ain't killing nobody, but it's got 17,000. But they say Colin Powell didn't die from the vaccine, even though he got two shots of it. He died from the comorbidities. But when the comorbidities were doing the killing, they said the vaccine. I mean the COVID-19 was the killer,
the virus,
not the comorbidities. But now they switching it around. Come on, y'all. See, this is why that's why we ain't no fun for the neighbors. We mess up people's high. Okay?
We're not gonna let you hide your head in the ground. The ostrich game is over with.
Right.
And this is called face the truth. And because some of us just don't want to separate. That's the problem. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you cannot fathom the depths of Satan.
Mm.
So he's already telling you, no matter how wicked you think he is, he's more wicked than that. So that
Correct.
We will not reach a point. It's to protect us telling us that. So we won't say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that.
Let me show you how bold they are. Yeah. We're telling you what they're doing, knowing that you're not going to pick it up. Okay? DARPA and Moderna, DARPA and Gates, they funded the Moderna to produce these so-called vaccines. And it tells you why the DARPA, the Defense Department's secret weapon machine, awarded Moderna $25 million to the research and develop its, quote, messenger RNA therapeutics platform as a rapid and reliable way to make antibody-producing drugs to protect against a wide range of known and unknown emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological threats. So wait a minute. They know this will be engineered biological threats, and they want to set up a system to deal with them, but they made the damn biological threats and the system to deal with them. They're telling you that they are making biological threats, and they're telling you we're going to make a system that can handle it. In the meantime, you in the middle trying to decide whether you're going to take a shot or not and to save you from one weapon. And here it is, they're going to stick you with another weapon. This is the end of their time, and this is the biggest crime against humanity. But Mr. Farrakhan is that one man who stands that the enemy has to say, if it was not for this man, like you said about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if it was not for this man, we would have a great future. Oh, praises be to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be.
And with that, let's go to the phone. Whoa, awesome. Brother Daryl.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Dr. Ava. How are you, Sister Pamela and Brother Terrence and Dr. Wesley? He made it plain and brought it to the tide about the enemy. I got the wrong name.
Wrong name.
Dr. Ridley.
Right article.
Okay, sorry, because earlier the phone was going in and out when you were getting connected.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, he brought it to the tide that we are speaking on when the minister said that they will use us against one another, but he broke it down and put it in a Kool-Aid, the sermon that they are giving us through the shop, we're giving the people. And when he said that, it brought it to attention. Now, here it is. May Allah be pleased with my mother. Now, my aunt, the last sister, is in the hospital with COVID. She went in Monday, right? She's still in emergency right now. I called Detroit to see what's going on. She's 93 years old. And they did tests on her and said that she have COVID. Now they ran all these tests to bear witness to what the minister is saying. Once you go into this killing field, you don't come out. I pray Allah that my aunt Nick is out of there, but they won't allow families coming in there. One of the granddaughters is there watching over her. But they did all these tests and said that she don't have any other thing going on except for high blood pressure and something going on with the kids. The same thing they said about my mother. But now they are giving her just medicine. She said she do not want the shot. and they won't allow the family. All we getting all these different information of what's going on. So what I'm just saying, what is to do when our people get to this point where once you get in there, they want to allow your family to come in. You have to, but like I said, we have to just keep our prayers up with Allah. But this is what this beast is doing. They're killing off our people. They say when they go, and the hospital is so crowded, Sister Ava, that they still have her in the emergency room. They say there's no beds. The hospital is overcrowded everywhere. So this is what we are facing. The only thing we have to do now is totally put our trust in Allah to bless our family that do go in, that they make it out of there, because this beast is forcing their vaccine on the people. They're out of fear. They're taking the shot. Now, we're speaking about Shaq. Did you hear about Shaq where he went into a Walmart and they declined his card? Now, that's a Walmart card. He can probably get up to $250 credit or $500. What are you doing getting a Walmart card declined? So it's a lot of behind it. Then they're doing something to our brother, what is it? Him and 50 Cent booth fuel there one time. I mean, Ja Rule. They got him in court now and bringing charges. They trying to trump up on him like he did T.I. So everybody that speaks with the minister, whether they're in music or whatever, they're coming after them. So I just pray Allah that we hold on and separate from these people as soon as possible, because our people are waking up, but they are trying to put fear in our people with this vaccine. So I pray and thank you for favor for your show, and may Allah continue to bless you, because the information is coming through your show to help wake up our people. All right, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Your family's in our prayers. Yes, and Dr. Ridge has done some articles and done some extensive interviews with our sister, Dr. Velva Bowles, who's so knowledgeable on this. But, you know, these hospitals are killing fields. And we were warned to build our own. And we had our own, as you have written about,
Dr. Vivian.
I mean, a few decades out of slavery, what was it, 200 black hospitals?
1923, we had 200 black hospitals.
1923. So it wasn't slavery. So 98 years ago, in the middle of Jim Crow,
come on,
we had 200 hospitals, and in 2021, with all of our wealthy black folks and degrees and running around shopping and doing everything we're doing, we got one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were warned about this integration.
Right.
We were warned.
That's right.
And this integration has taken us down to nothing. We've been the losers ever since we got caught up in this phony, hypocritical, so-called integration. And we've let go of everything.
That's right.
Our family unit. And that's the other thing. Here's, during this so-called pandemic, look at the beast telling you, don't go around your parents and grandparents and cousins. Don't go around your family. Mm-hmm. Here's a beast talking to you from a television who you never heard of. Who ever heard of Anthony Fauci?
Come
a
on.
A government bureaucrat, a water boy for Big Pharma. And you got black people. Dr. Fauci said, but what your family members say has no weight with you. What Minister Farrakhan, who has been standing up taking heat for you for over 65 years, what he said means nothing but what Fauci said. See, this represents a complete lost state of mind. But yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Reggie, and then I'll go back to the phones.
Okay. And when you talked about this distancing each from our family and friends and everybody, that's what the lions do when the wildebeest come through. They take the one that's the bait from the crowd, okay, and they just try to carve out one from the crowd because they can't. If all the wildebeest turned on the lion, they would smash all the lions up, okay?
Come on.
Run and the lions go and they weed out the slower ones or the younger ones or the older ones, and they weed them out one by one and they kill them. And that's what they're doing to us. They get
us
to not separate from them, but to separate from ourselves so they can pick us off one by one in their killing field called the hospital. One by one. Okay?
One of the necessary components of a strong immune system is family.
Right.
Family relations.
That's right.
The human being is created to have attachments and affection and love. The very first revelation from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, the clot, the 96 surah, attachment.
Right.
And in the hadith, Muhammad quotes Allah as saying, I love that I should be known, so I created man. That's the first thing he wanted upon the completion of his self-creation was someone else. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he searched himself, and from within himself, he brought forth a different being called woman. Before he did anything, he did that. And now you got people say, I haven't seen my aunt for 2 years. Well, you're a fool. In the 21st century, you let a devil. They know that, to go back to what you said about the tests, Ridgely, that they're about to get rid of next month, that never worked, which you go on the FDA website, they'll tell you. We're in the time of Satan revealing himself. He'll tell you in your face, I got a fake test. It does not isolate no COVID-19.
Come on.
And so in order, as you said, Dr. Ridgely, they had to have bodies to produce this epidemic. And they killed off the elderly people. They murdered them. A Jewish doctor, we did a story on him. He said it's genocide of the elderly. Now you're trying to kill off the children. He told the Israeli government, you in cahoots with the United States in genocide because they need bodies, but this test is so you can put numbers up on the Today Show and CNN. Why do you need a running numbers? Because there's no evidence of this thing in your observable reality.
Right.
The outbreak. Do you know what life is like in a real epidemic?
Come on.
They're out there picking up bodies off the street.
Come on.
Every other person you know is dead.
That's right.
You don't see this nowhere because it's not. It's on television. It's Anderson
the flood.
Saying it. And these
half
Negroes that are getting paid to speak for it. Stephen A. Smith on the ESPN attacking Kyrie Irving. Why don't you go on and get the vaccine and play ball? You're ruining the team.
Can I speak to that? Can I speak to that?
Yes, sir. And I apologize, everybody, for
no, you hey, look, that's
getting
cold.
Please don't. Please
okay.
don't.
Look, they say he is not loyal to the team. Now, Minister Ava, I don't want to give away your age, right? But I know you remember back in the day, when you get on a ball team, you would be there for life. But they would trade you in a drop of a hat. If they think
look at
the, if the The plantation owners think they can make more money by trading you for somebody else. Mm-hmm. They trade you at a drop of the hat, and you got nothing to do about it. They trade you in the middle of the season. All right? Mm-hmm. But now you're going to take Kyrie to take they doing it now. Take a chance with his life for loyalty to the team. Y'all ain't got no loyalty to him. Stop playing me.
Right. It's a business.
It's a business. Right.
Jay, I saw a player of the NFL the other day. When you are in these professional leagues, you will get a call sometimes. You might get a call at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you might be playing for the Dallas Cowboys and be told, we traded you. No, it's not even the team talking. It's your agent. They traded you to the Chicago Bears. You need to get on a plane because you need to meet the general manager at 9 a.m.
Come on.
That is awesome.
You had to pull your children out of school. This is how they live. It's like being sold from the Maryland breeding plantation down to a tobacco plantation in the Carolinas. The only difference is the likes, there's material wealth to soften the slave master slave relationship.
That's right.
They do it now, but you're absolutely right, and I don't hear anybody saying that. Why is it that they can just trade? Look at the word they use, trade.
Come on.
Wow.
It's a plantation system.
That's right.
Unbelievable. But let's get back to the we got Brother Kareem, Dr. Ridgely, who is one of our junior young FOIs, 13 years old. And he's a regular listener and caller. Brother Kareem, assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I saw a photo of you in your MUI uniform. You look very handsome.
Thank you. I just want to say how we're always talking about justice or else, and yet we don't want to do what it takes to get that justice. Do what it takes to get that separation. And they're not even going to take responsibility if something happens to you during your vaccines and booster shots and checkups, all this kind of stuff. Maybe because, I don't know, it only took like 6 months, 6 months after the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan brought out the criterion message. Or maybe it's because they know that they're only using it to kill us. I mean, either way, they still don't want to take responsibility because they know that this vaccine isn't meant to help us. I was on the internet and they were like, the vaccine is supposed to let your body know what the virus looks like and tell your immune system. But if you have a good immune system and it's strengthened, then you shouldn't need a vaccine to tell you when an invader is coming in to attack your body.
Come on.
Hear common sense. I mean, there are many people who have, like, allergies and things like that. Allergies is just stuff coming into your body that your body doesn't want to come in.
That's right.
Come on. That's an allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Black Man.
So why are we running to get a vaccine that doesn't even work? And we could rely on what we've been relying on for decades, for centuries.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
A millennia ever since we were on the planet Earth.
Go ahead. Drop the mic, Black Man. Drop that mic, Black Man. Go ahead. Boy, he is. Did he make it plain?
That's him. That's what he is so to the point.
Wow. I love hearing
Brother Kareem. I think he may have completed his. Oh, there he is. There he is. Because he usually greets us before he. Did you have any further comments?
Oh, no, ma'am. I thought I said assalamu alaikum.
Oh, yes,
oh,
sir.
He makes
such a clear, succinct point, and it shows you the full circle of the teachings in this generation, this young generation coming up, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, like Minister Farrakhan, direct to the point. You know,
that's
get all tangled up in the enemy system and learn how to talk sideways and circular and not make any sense. And now, we're in the time now of real truth. The devil is coming with everything he's got, including the kitchen sink. And the only way to defeat him is with pure, unadulterated truth. If you mix any falsehood in your truth, he's got you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say one thing, Ms. Ava, to tie into something that you said earlier about the immune system, and like he brought up, that you get from the very beginning. And you know how you pass that on? You pass that on from the mother's milk to the baby.
That's exactly right.
But now they're taking that away with Similac.
Right.
And so you, and then bring in the vaccine on top of that, instead of the natural immunity that you would get from your mother's breast for 2 years.
That's right.
That's all I got to say.
And the milk is custom made for that infant and child.
That's right.
And even siblings don't share the same. Makeup of the milk. The milk is made for that specific pregnancy, that specific child. Mm. And this is why the female in her reproductive years and children who are breastfed, they're almost invulnerable. They're almost invulnerable.
That's right.
It's us being put on self-destruct by the enemy. He put us on self-destruct. But now we're coming up out of it, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us. He said, Allah will make you separate.
Mm. That's right.
That's why the minister said the pestilence came from heaven.
Mm. That's right.
The wheel. He said he meant the wheel when he said that. And that the wheel, where did the wheel come from? The mind of Allah, God.
Mm.
And that's why he told them, you can't defeat this because you're using a scholarship from hell.
You have
to go to heaven. You got to get up in the thinking of God. And if you go there, you'll defeat this. Our little brother just said, we have an immune system. And he goes into it in depth in Study Guide 18. Our whole biological system has one goal and objective, and that's to stay alive.
Mm.
We ran in the final call the Pfizer researcher who said that this whole scare tactic of variants is false, because he said the human immune system, once it defeats a virus, it will always recognize variants. A variant cannot escape the human immune system.
Mm, come on.
He said when that pathogen comes in your body, all kind of T cells, these starship trooper type things come at that thing, and they actually, after they kill the pathogen, they cut it up and take pictures of it, photographs, and file the photos away. That's in your, this is on a nano level.
Lord of the worlds.
But it's an army inside of us.
That's right.
That this is what the self-created God did.
That's right.
The originator, the black man. And we're to even think about having somebody jam some needle in your arm, somebody that has killed us from day one, somebody that sat on penicillin while we died of syphilis and probably was injecting syphilis. I don't believe they just sat. They did more than us die. They killed us, because that's how, like,
that's
Brother Richie has in the article, that's who Dr. Yacoub was. He made them that way. Liars and murderers. They don't know anything else.
That's right.
So anything they tell us to do, I don't care how good it looks, there's death somewhere in it. But let me get it to Sister Pamela, do you have a comment?
Oh, you know what, Sister Ava, I was just agreeing with you because that's why I bring up the criminal malfeasance and the misconduct, the police misconduct, and because these are the same people. This is the same mind. And so they try to point us one direction and say, well, he's a killer, he's a police officer, or he's a judge who's given someone unjust time. But then when it comes to these doctors, aren't they the same mindset? Of course they are. And we need to look at that. So I was just bearing witness to what you were saying, Sister Amy.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Well, we're going to go to the phone. We got Brother Yusuf from New Orleans. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, family. How are you? Long time no hear from.
Oh, yes.
How's everything going?
Oh, you're right. Praise be.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Evil. Now you remember me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jamaica is a beautiful island. The water is blue. The air is good. The bush is nice. You know, it's a beautiful island. However, my brothers and sisters, if you want to see what slavery is, come to Jamaica. I am serious. These people, our brothers and sisters, are slaves. And when I say slaves, I mean go back 100 years.
Mm.
And if it wouldn't be for the blessings of Allah with the trees, with the breadfruit and the ackee and everything, those people would starve.
Wow.
They would starve. Now, some of them will go to the doctor. But where they really go to is the bush. I was having trouble with my stomach since I was born. I told a friend of mine that, he said, okay, well, let's see what we can do. He went to a tree, and he got leaves from a tree. He said, drink this every morning as tea. And I said, this is not going to work. I didn't tell him that, you know, but I said, it's not going to work. 3 months drinking this, my stomach felt like it was brand new.
Mm. Oh, Allah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Allah.
Unbelievable. Crazy. And it's a prime minister cannot be a prime minister unless Washington, D.C. tells him you can be a prime minister.
Listen.
Look at it. Look at it.
I left America to move to America. The same junk food they have here, they have it in Jamaica. But junk food, the junk food, I see people from 45 below, they're eating that. But from 45 on up, they're eating the healthy food. And the food is extremely, it doesn't do like American food. This food is just unbelievable. So I'm assuming Africa has the same thing.
Yes, yes, sir.
If you eat that food, you will never, I caught the virus twice. Twice.
Oh,
I just had it, what, 2 months ago?
Witness.
It's gone. It's gone.
Bear witness.
And I had it twice. When it first came out, I caught the virus. But when I came to New Orleans, I'm leaving from Jamaica, so I have all that nutrition in me to fight it. And that's what you have to do. You have to eat the right food, food that will help cleanse your body. And exercise. You don't have to do. I've been exercising now for about 50 years. I just made 70 October the 12th. I'm 70. And, I feel great because I've been exercising and eating. I've been a vegetarian for about probably almost 20 years by now. But you have to take care of your body. That's the key. That's the key. And everybody's been talking about the immune system. You hit it right on the head.
That's right.
That's your key. Not the vaccine. You don't want to do that. No, it's no good. But it was good talking to you, family. Hopefully, I'll be able to call from Jamaica next week and give you some more information.
Please.
Haiti is, Haiti is not doing all that good, And like I mentioned to you all before, they make it seem like Haiti is poor. Haiti is not poor. Haiti is filthy rich. They have diamonds. They have gold. They have oil. But you know who controls that?
Yeah, America. The richest land in the Western Hemisphere. And France.
Mm-hmm. And France. That's why. And they're paying. And they're paying France, Haiti back for what they did to France when they won
that
war. So they're still angry about that. But that island is very rich, but they want the world to, know that they're poor. They're all poor. The people who live there are all poor. Definitely.
The people are poor.
Now the people who have made it
their own resources.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now the people who have made it in Jamaica and doing quite well, but they had to leave. They had to go to Canada, they had to go to Europe and work all their life, and then come back and build their homes and everything, so they're doing okay. Now, if you go to the Caribbean with your money, with American money, you'll be all right. But the people who live there, it's a whole different ball game. They're begging and they're scamming. And that's the way it is. I was almost scammed for $400 by a government official. Really? So just be careful when you come down there.
Yes.
Use your head. The island itself is beautiful, but always bring Allah wherever you go. You have to have Allah with
sir.
You.
Thank
Blessings
you.
Blessings, my family. Blessings, my family,
Bless
and take care.
You. Good to hear from
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a great call. Okay, we're quickly running out of time. I'm going to try to get a couple more in. Sister Marguerite, she has a question for you, Dr. Ridgely. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Marguerite.
Well, alaikum salam, brothers, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ava. It's a wonderful show. I think about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us about what to look for, and history is the one thing, and how they put a movie out in 2016 called Containment, and in that movie it mirrors what we're going through today. So they always gonna put stuff in the movie, and the movie 2012, and because in that movie Containment they talk about social distancing, all of this. Now this was 4 or 5 years ago. In 2012 they put that movie, showed how they were assassinating people up until the time they had to get up out of America. Now, Dr. Ridgely, I know you remember the Dr. Cunningham, and what has come of that, because they positioned it as if he killed himself, But I know he didn't keep himself hidden for 3 months and then kill himself. And he was from the CDC, which people don't realize it's a military entity. You know, NIH and the CDC is a military entity.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know,
so
you're talking about the brother.
You got any information? Uh-huh.
You talking about the? Are you talking about the brother who worked for the CDC to expose how many people really died from the vaccine, from the flu vaccine
from the flu.
In 2017?
Mm-hmm.
From the flu,
yeah.
In 2017. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he decided to tell it, but you know, the CDC, they also have a lot of patents for the different drugs and the vaccine, so they make money off of this. The CDC. And so it's definitely, you know, very conspiratorial. But going back to what the brother said in Jamaica about the bush, and this gets back to this whole thing, going into the bush, well, this is what the Rockefeller Foundation and all them other people did in the early 1900s. They went into the bush. In other words, they went to look at the natural healing that the other doctors were using, the different herbs that they were using to heal people with. Then they would take those herbs and synthesize something using oil, but synthesize something that worked similar to it and then patent it and then make a whole lot of money and then tell the people that the herb don't work. So this is how this whole system is developed of these medicines, taking the original herbs that doctors were using for centuries to cure different problems, and then they would synthesize it, patent it, and then say the other stuff don't work. You got to take this right here. And why they making billions and billions of dollars. And now the last thing, the final moment is now them to, in fact, to wipe out your immune system completely by giving you these artificial operating systems that's going to wipe out your innate immune system. And now you will be susceptible to any and everything because it's wiping it out with these vaccines.
Yes, sir. And this is the most vaccinated country in the world. Israel's number one for COVID, but overall vaccination.
Yep.
And if you look at from the Children's Health Defense and Robert Kennedy, they have a graph showing that as the number of vaccinations that a person is made to take have increased, so have all of these various conditions, particularly with our children in the last 30 years. I think when I was a child, I think you took maybe 4 vaccines because that's when they really started coming at us. It was in the 50s and 60s that they just went on a roll. And but you got maybe 3 or 4. Now a child gets, I think it's like 16 vaccines and 72 doses. Something, it's something insane. I mean, it starts like you're barely coming out of the womb, and they are standing there. You know, just like we're taught. The way that Yaqub brought them in, that's the same way they're taking themselves out. But they're trying to take us with them. And it's just Allah's mercy that the ministers in our midst to slow down the massacre. Because there'd be a lot more of us gone if he weren't on the scene, and that's withholding Allah's hand. Okay, and the only time there's interference, you see the weather in the recent last weeks. See, that means some exceedingly dastardly plan is in the works. All this rain and flood, and here in Chicago, it was raining sideways, 50-mile-per-hour winds. You know, that means some plans are taking place. And so as bad as things have been, we have no idea of what would have been done to us had it not been for the mother plane, for the baby planes, for the interference with their operations. That's very real. Like you said, Dr. Rizzi, it is appropriate that the cover is on the so-called UFOs. We must not forget that, and because it overcomes this fear that they're trying to induce.
That's right.
If you understand, if you accept and understand the backup that you and I have, then you would not let them hold anything over you. They can't threaten you with a job. Anytime they take something from you, that's liberation. There'll be a moment, there'll be a few days of darkness and despair,
yep.
And you just hold on. You'll come right out of it. They're going down right in front of us. They just have the appearance of having a fight in them. You know, it's like a wounded animal. You know, that's when they're the craziest and the deadliest is when they're dying. That's when you need to get far away. You know, so
that's right.
We're down to about 2 minutes, and we're going to take a quick call from, Brother Mark. I think I got someone that wasn't trying to be on the air. Okay. Brother Mark, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Are you there? Assalamualaikum. How are you, sir? Sorry we're at the end of the program, but we wanted to get you in real quick.
Yes, I'll be very, very quick. Congratulations for you being on the top 10, sister, of that list there. Always do so
well.
Thank you,
sir.
Yes, ma'am.
To the academy.
Yes, ma'am. Oscar, you're going to get it. Sister, don't never say you sorry because your passion is real. And our people, this truth is out here for everybody to have. But as Allah states, he never said the devil was not going to be successful. He just said whoever follows you, I'll fill up hell with you all. We don't have excuse at all for anything. And Brother Dr. Rizzi, man, you got my head on fire, brother. You were making me think of certain movies like The Planet of the Apes. When Caesar started talking and said no. And that two-letter word has white folks just taken up, especially coming from us when we tell them, no, we're not taking that trade. But I'll catch you next week by last mission. You have more time.
Yes,
thank you very much. Love you guys.
Assalamu alaikum. Love you back. Thank you. Yes, our brother Mark. What a soldier. So listen, thank you, Dr. Richard Muhammad. Thank you, Sister Charlene Muhammad. Thank you, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. Thank you, Sister Donna Muhammad, for making all of this happen smooth and by the numbers tonight. And then, absolutely, my gratitude to Owen and a brother Terrence, of course. Brother Terrence Muhammad, who took time out of an event that he's attending tonight. But I think all of you tune in via our website or by telephone. May Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.